أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. This is the 10th يا أيها الذين آمنوا in the Quran Sharif, ayah number 278 of Surah Al-Baqarah. With regards to this, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached a command, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the Quran Sharif, in the 89, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, there are 7 that have this command of Allah, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. There is some reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done that. One of the reasons, when we do the translation, we will understand. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman. The requisite of your iman is ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More particularly here, by not equating halal to haram. Not believing and not practicing in a way that you make halal and haram one and the same thing. You need to differentiate. What Allah has made haram, that will remain haram. What Allah Ta'ala has made halal, that will remain halal. Thereafter Allah says, وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى, and forsake, give up whatever riba, usury, which is generally, we refer to it as interest, and we will refer to it as interest for the purposes of this discussion, that is outstanding. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are believers. This ayat forms 6 ayats of this surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about riba and lending and borrowing money. So here the important aspect is that we will have to discuss some of these 6 ayat to get a glimpse of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really commanding here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِّ. A very graphic understanding, a very vivid picture is drawn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the taker of interest, the person that consumes interest. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the discussion with this, like they always say, to keep the end in mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with the end. How would a consumer of interest stand on the day of Qiyamah? How would he be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah? Allah says, لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِّ. He will not stand up, but like that person who has been driven mad by the touch of shaitan. Normally we use the expression, the person is possessed. This person will get up on the day of Qiyamah as though he is possessed by shaitan. In other words, out of his mind, like a lunatic. Now, one very important aspect in Islam, in the Shariat, is there is always a correlation between the adab that Allah Ta'ala meets out and the sin that a person commits. In this world, a person that takes interest, not only does he corrupt the economical system, but together with that, his greed for wealth makes him intoxicated. It makes him mad, it makes him like a lunatic in this world, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment on the day of Qiyamah is that he will get up like a lunatic, like a person that has been possessed by the shaitan. In other words, in this dunya, he was behaving like a madman, a lunatic. He made others also frantic. On the day of Qiyamah, this will be the consequences of such an individual. Just delving into one or two ahadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same theme, on the same topic. We find in Bukhari Sharif, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was made to see a person swimming in a river of blood. And this person was trying to come out of this river of blood. He was trying to swim out of it. But each time he moved away from his spot, a person at the bank of the river threw a rock onto his face, onto his mouth, and that took the person back to where he was. And this will be the whole condition of this man trying to swim out, the rock being thrown at him, and that will be the punishment of this individual. Now when we look again at the reality of it, figuratively in this world, he sucked the blood of others, and hence in Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Akhirat will make him swim in the river of blood. He spoke ill, he began to torment people verbally, hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have this rock thrown on that person, and again we see the correlation between the two. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is this person? He was told that this is one that consumes interest. So it is important that we understand that whatever the ill be, the sin be, the correlated adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become operative in the day of Qiyamah and in the Akhirah. Then insofar as the severity of interest is concerned, in one hadith Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala who says, that a single person that a person consumes, knowing well that it is interest, is worse than committing adultery 36 times. That is how severe it is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one clarification with regards to the previous verses and this hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We utilize the conventional banking system, and in it we may accrue interest. So that interest needs to be given out. Now that is not tayyibat, that is not pure. So when we give it out, we have absolutely no intention of any reward whatsoever. That is the very, very important aspect of it. In other words, the people that have become now mustahiq, liable for it, the people who have become the recipients of it, it needs to be discharged and given to them. We merely hand it over, not as sadaqah, not as charity. Then Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, again expressing the severity of interest, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was rahmatul lil alameen, he was a mercy unto the whole of mankind, and of course to his ummah. Even a greater relationship Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his ummah, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cursed, number one, the taker of interest, the person that consumes the interest, number two, the giver of interest, number three, the recorder of an interest-bearing transaction, and number four, the witnesses to such a transaction. So from here we find that on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most merciful, and hence the severity of it. If a person is involved in it because of circumstances, make istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek the help of Allah ta'ala to come out of it rather than sinking deeper into it, and worst of all, we try to justify it. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.